This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The gubernatorial race took a nasty turn Thursday as rumors swirled of efforts to get Mark Robinson to drop out of the race. In a video statement on X, the lieutenant governor denied rumors that he has been on porn websites. WREL said the state Republican Party was urging Robinson to quit, but the state party denied the claim Thursday night. Robinson said posts attributed to him on the porn websites were generated using artificial intelligence. He noted that the Josh Stein campaign has already spent $1 billion in its race for the governor's mansion. We have much more on this story on our website. Flood warnings are in effect for southern Columbus County today as the runoff from this week's tropical system heads downstream. Crusoe, Old Dock, and Nakana residents are being urged to keep an eye on the Waccamaw River. It's about a foot above flood stage, but it has crested. Minor flooding is expected to continue for a few days in that area. County commissioners have a full agenda Monday. Although dry conditions are not on anyone's mind right now, the board will discuss possible action to help farmers in the wake of the drought that occurred earlier this year. The board will also discuss a grant to install generator switches at county emergency shelters and a request from the sheriff's office to hold another surplus auction. It should be a beautiful night for football across our area, and all our teams are on the road, except for Wyville. Wyville has the night off, so they'll be home. East Columbus is headed out to duke it out with the Pender Patriots. The Vikings of West Columbus are headed for Heidi Trask. The Stallions of South Columbus are on the road to Elizabethtown to match up with the East Bladen Eagles. Game time for all matchups is 7:30. Fix-A-Friend's Van Neuter Clinic in Winnevoe was destroyed by floods on Monday. Volunteers evacuated more than 100 animals, but the nonprofit's entire supply of dog and cat food, along with their medical equipment, was lost. Fix-A-Friend has provided low-cost spaying and neutering for thousands of pet owners throughout the region. You can go to their Facebook page, or you can check this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information on how you can help. Residents with storm damage in Columbus County are being asked to call Columbus County Emergency Services at 910-640-6610, extension 534. Resources are available for storm victims here in Columbus County. Post-storm road work is finished here, but the state road crews are working 12-hour shifts 7 days a week in Brunswick County until highways are fixed there. There are lengthy detours for US 17, including one that brings travelers up NC 130 to Wyville, then back to 74. You can expect some real serious traffic out there in the next little bit while that's being taken care of. Visit drivenc.gov for the latest roadway conditions from the State Department of Transportation. Sunday is the kickoff for next week's See You at the Pole prayer rally at area schools. Youth and parents of all denominations are invited to the parking lot at 38 White's Crossing in Wyville for free hot dogs and chips, praise and worship, and a special message from Pastor Nate Watts. Wednesday is National See You at the Pole Day, when students across the country will gather at school flagpoles and pray. But this Sunday's event is at 4 o'clock. Again, that's going to be at 38 White's Crossing in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.